you know, one thing a lot of people my age like to say is, you know, it's not like I'm just for anything goes. I'm against abortion, for example. I'm pro-life, but marriage is different. Well, the reason they're able to say that today is that 30 and 40 years ago, when folks in the pro-life movement came face-to-face with Roe v. Wade, they didn't give up. They didn't throw up their hands. They didn't say, we're on the wrong side of history. We might as well give in. All the kids are doing it. They did exactly the opposite. They put their hands to the plow. They said, what are we going to do? Let's build the institutions. Let's make the arguments. Let's give the witness. Let's build the houses to take care of women in distressful situations. And now we're reaping the fruits, and the country's becoming more pro-life, and pro-life state laws are being passed all over the place. So this is not a question about who's, you know, which side of history are we on or something like that. We're going to decide which side of history we're on by what we do, and we may just have to play a long game with it.